You're listening to the Doing English podcast, the no-nonsense English learning show for professionals and experts, helping you forget English isn't your first language. Now, over to Julian.
Hi, this is Julian from doingenglish.com, and good morning, possibly good afternoon, or possibly good evening, depending where in the world you happen to be right now, depending on where you are tuning in from. It is morning here in Tokyo right now, and it's a little bit windy outside, it has to be said. What are we talking about today in this exciting 27th episode of the Doing English podcast? This week, I'm going to talk about something which might actually be considered a little bit strange for an English learning podcast, but there is a great lesson here for us all learning languages. Today, I'm going to talk about a urinal. That's right, a piss pot. But first, let's take a look at this week's five-star review. This week's five-star review comes from a name that, I'm sorry, I actually cannot even begin to pronounce. And in fact, I'm not sure if it's even a name. It's spelled S-T-S-G-L-N-T. Stisglint? Stisglint? Is that how it should be pronounced? I don't know, but it doesn't matter. This person from Ukraine said, useful, inspiring, and motivating. Thank you for sharing your experience, especially about the learning process. It's really inspiring. And thank you for taking the time to leave a review. I very, very much appreciate it. And if you, dear listener, haven't left a review yet, why not? Please do take a moment to, first of all, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. That'll make sure that you get these episodes in your podcast feed as soon as it is released each week. Also, please take a moment to rate the show and leave a review. Apart from anything else, these reviews are really good for me because it lets me connect with you, the listener, and make sure that what I'm doing is useful to you. It also really helps the podcast to stay in iTunes because of the way the system works. No reviews, no podcast. It's as simple as that. The podcast can't survive without your interaction. So if you haven't done so yet, please do subscribe, rate, and review the show. Right, let's get into this week's podcast then. You may or may not know, but I actually originally come from an art background, and you can find out more about my story by watching the Doing English film on the front page of doingenglish.com. But art is something that I am very interested in. And recently, I'm becoming more and more interested in art history again. I think there are a lot of parallels between doing art and learning a language, but that's not really what I want to talk about this time. This time I want to talk about Marcel Duchamp's Fountain. Fountain was a ready-made art object, possibly actually the very first ready-made object. In 1917, a committee set up called the Society of Independent Artists. This was a group that was supposed to be against the traditional way of curating and choosing art exhibition pieces that, to be honest, always came down to the people running the exhibition choosing just the art that they liked. The Society of Independent Artists said that they would accept any art piece without bias. If you paid the submission fee, they would accept it. So what Marcel Duchamp did, he went to his local plumbers and he bought a porcelain urinal, turned it on its side, and he signed it with the name R. Mutt, and dated it 1917. And he submitted this to the Society of Independent Artists as a sculpture. Now, bearing in mind this society said they will accept any art piece without bias, this shouldn't have been a problem. However, they rejected Duchamp's art piece. And in fact, the fountain caused outrage across the art world. It was refused by almost all art museums at the time. It pissed off art fans and it made people angry across the art world. It's fair to say that at the time, Duchamp was not a popular man for doing what he did, for submitting a urinal as a sculpture, as an art piece. However, what you may not know is, despite the art piece being rejected by everybody, despite it causing outrage, despite it making people angry, it completely transformed the art world, and it's now known as the most influential art piece of the 20th century. The philosophical question that Duchamp was asking, of course, was, what is art? Does art have to be made by the artist? Duchamp was interested in the idea of a ready-made, where he would take an object from everyday life and transform it through the very fact that he is an artist into art, which of course, if you think about it, is what art has always been about, taking materials, normal materials, whether a block of marble, whether paint, or whatever materials that particular artist is using. It's always been about taking materials and transforming them into something new, into something beautiful. Duchamp argued that taking a porcelain urinal, turning on its side and calling it art, transformed it into something beautiful, into a beautiful art piece. Whether you agree or not is beside the point. But the lesson here is clear. If you fear negativity, if you worry about what people will think, if you try to avoid criticism, you will probably never do anything worthwhile. If Duchamp had worried about what people thought about him, if Duchamp had said, oh, people will criticize me because of this, he would never have done what he did, and he would never have changed the art world. And in fact, the face of art today may be very, very different if it hadn't been for Duchamp's fountain. When we're learning and using a second language, it's easy to worry about what other people will think of us. It's easy to worry that people will laugh at our mistakes, that people will think that we're not good enough, that our pronunciation sounds weird or something like that. But screw what other people think. It doesn't matter what other people think of you. It doesn't matter if people criticize you and say, oh, your English is not good enough. Just get out there, get on with life, get on with using the language. Get out there, take every opportunity you can to use English and to learn from the experiences that you have using the language, whether good or bad. Again, it doesn't matter what people think. Just remember Duchamp and his fountain. And remember the impact that that had on the art world, despite what people thought of Duchamp, and despite the fact that everybody disagreed with him, despite the fact that people said he was wrong, that he shouldn't have submitted a urinal as an art piece. But who is to say what is right and wrong? Duchamp argued that it wasn't wrong. Duchamp argued that a urinal is just as beautiful as a Greek statue, for example. The truth is, it all comes down to people's opinions, and opinions are subjective. So like I said, screw what other people think. Just do what you want. Get on with life. Don't fear opinion. Right, that then, I think, is it for this week's episode. Quite a short one again this time, but there's no point in going on about something just for the sake of it. Before I go, if you haven't done so yet, you can and should check out the Doing English film. You can watch that by going to doingenglish.com, and it's right there on the front page. What have we got coming up in next week's episode? Next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about a very interesting book that I've been reading and share a lesson that I learned from that story. I look forward to that. That's coming 7 days from now. Take care. Have a great time. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.